okay.
Yeah. This happened 4 months before.
I want to make sure.
I have a controlling bladder.
I don't have my bag.
Where is it?
In the car.
Yeah.
So
left
it in the car.
So far,
I said, I don't have it. Well, you want me to give you some money?
Yeah, it gets the active cells first, and they're the ones that are.
This is a program for that, and I'll keep this in my purse for you. if you're gonna read it later. I'll put it in this back over here.
Let's prepare our hearts for worship.
Love one another as we were meant to love. In the beloved
loving name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. Hello, all names. And the second song is going to be More Precious Than Silver. And the Bible verse, that goes along with that today is Psalm 16, verse 2. And it says, "You are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing."
Put this back in.
Concrete.
If you need to tell
me
something.
It's a firm foundation for our church, right? So it doesn't just fall away with all the walking and all the dancing and all the partying that happens in here, right? So having concrete makes a lot better than if we had sand, just sand underneath this, right? So in our life, that's what God is calling us to work at, having a firm foundation. And in the story, in Matthew, he has a Sermon on the Mount, and a lot of guidelines and how we should live. And at the end, Jesus says, you know, if you have ears to listen, then follow what I say. Because basically, otherwise, you're going to be sunk. And that means if you don't follow what God teaches us in the Bible, the way Jesus lived, then we're going to be building a foundation on sand instead of on concrete, something solid like a rock. And so I encourage you, sometimes I know your Sunday school may be boring or church may be boring, but know that God loves you and God really does care about each of you, and God has created you each unique and special. And so search and listen and hear those words, maybe be through a sermon, Sunday school, with friends and talking. What is God calling you to be? How is God calling you to live out your life? and listen to the words of Jesus, loving one another, loving those siblings that sometimes get on your nerves, loving your parents, and loving even our enemies. And that's sometimes hard, but God calls us to share that love and grace that he has shown to us, to share that with others. And as we do that, we're going to be building a firm foundation. So when you have those hard times, you probably have already had some difficult times in your life, right? Teenage years are not easy, are they? No. I remember that. I don't want to go back there. But if we have God at our center, then we'll have that firm foundation to make it through those difficult times. Okay? Let's pray. Oh, gracious God, we give you thanks for each of these children. Your children, oh God. We know you have a special place in your heart for each of them, and you have created each of them to give and share your love in this world in their own special way. Fill them, renew them, and may they always know you are with them. For it's in your Son's most holy name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
I'll take it.
David had left several people we want to lift up in prayer. Audrey Miller, she's in JFK with breathing complications and is having tests. Mary Ann Davis is at the Signature Healthcare Rehab after her shoulder replacement. Mary Ann Guile is in recovery from her back and hip problems. Suzanne Page is healing after her shoulder surgery. I think I'm having word problems today. Pastor Peter Afiri has health concerns. And Dan Walsh is having a pacemaker replaced. And then here are prayers from you. Heather, who has suffered a miscarriage just yesterday, could you keep her in prayers? Ken, Rob, Sean, and Chris, Linda, and other friends, we want to keep them in prayer. Jean Nesbaum left his morning. Oh, okay. Jean Nesbaum left with his children, his sons this morning to go to Illinois, and they'll be back in October, so we pray for safe travels for them. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious God, we give you thanks for this beautiful day, your sun and beautiful lake, the green trees and grass, beautiful flowers. There's so many ways that you surround us with your love, oh God, and we give you thanks for the friends and family, our church. Thank you, God, for many ways you bless each of our lives. And continue, oh God, to open our hearts and our minds and our ears to hear your message, to hear you moving in our lives, guiding us and directing us. And God, this morning we want to ask special blessings upon all those names we have lifted up. You know their needs, their healing touch that they need upon them. The families who are concerned, their friends who are concerned, surround them with your love and care, your peace. And God, I know there are many others on our hearts. We lift them up to you. May your healing touch be upon them. Surround us with your love and care, your wisdom, your grace. For these things we pray in your most holy name and say the prayer that your Son taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
If we truly believe God dwells among us, would we live differently? Would we love differently? Would we give differently? Truly I tell you, God dwells among us even now. Let us share our faith and our love accordingly as we collect this morning's offering. Would the ushers please come forward?
The song we're playing today is in honor of Cross Ministries, and as I play the song, please contemplate the words. You can find it on the page in your hymnal, and please follow along.
Thank you.
Hear these words from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. But it did not fall, because it had been founded on rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to be able to come and worship with you once again. It's been a few months, and when Pastor David called, I agreed because y'all were so nice to me last time. So I wasn't too afraid to come. I want to thank you so much for your continued support of Cross Ministries, for our food pantry. I know this month is your month to collect food, to gleaning, so many different ways. We're just so very grateful for your partnership as we work together to serve those who are hungry right here in our community. Cross has been really busy this month. We had a couple of volunteer appreciation dinners, and just this past Thursday, we had one of our major fundraisers, the Raise Your Glass to End Hunger, and I'm happy to report that all the events went well, and we are all still standing, because we were founded upon a firm foundation, and we have continued to build on that over the years. Do you have a firm foundation? Let us pray. O gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. In today's scripture, we have the end of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, his final instructions, which basically say, you better listen and follow what I have said, or your son. You may remember that in the Sermon on the Mount, he teaches about the Beatitudes, for us to be salt and light to the world. He explains how he has come to complete the law, not demolish it. He says that not only are we not to murder or commit adultery, but don't even stay angry with someone or lust after someone else's partner. Say what you mean. Don't make false promises. Don't manipulate words to get your own way. And not only love your friends, but love your enemies, because there's no more tit-for-tat stuff. Live generously. The Lord's Prayer is also here teaching us how to pray. He talks about practical piety, fasting, storing up treasure in heaven and not on earth, how the eye is the lamp of our body. We can't serve two masters, money and God. Don't worry about your life, what you will wear, what you will eat. He gives us the guide for good behavior and illustrates the practical meaning of Jesus' teaching. Judgment of others, how we need to first take the log out of our own eye before we remove the speck from our friends. The golden rule, do unto others as we would have them do unto us. How it's easier to enter the gate through the wide gate versus the narrow gate. How we should be aware of false prophets, because a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Then the Sermon on the Mount ends with our verses for today. I'd like to read that again, but this time from the version of the Message by Eugene Peterson. written more in today's language, and I think it hits home a little more. These words I speak to you are not incidental additions to your life, homeowner improvements to your standard of living. They are foundational words, words to build a life on. If you work these words into your life, you are like a smart carpenter who built his house on solid rock. Rain poured down, the river flooded, the tornado hit, or maybe a hurricane for us, but nothing moved that house. It was fixed to the rock. But if you just use my words in the Bible studies and don't work them into your life, you are a stupid carpenter who built his house on the sandy beach. When a storm rolled in and the waves came up, it collapsed like a house of cards. So if we follow the guidelines, live out the teachings of Jesus from the Sermon on the Mount and the other teachings we have in the Bible, then we'll have a firm foundation to weather the storms of life. We all need and want a firm foundation to weather the storms of life. But it's not so easy building the firm foundation, even with all the guidelines we have in the Bible. Because I think we can fall into the trap that Jesus was talking about in the verses just before, when he was telling us to listen and follow. Hear these words from the Message version in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23. Knowing the correct words, say, "Master, Master," for instance, isn't going to get you anywhere with me. What is required is serious obedience, doing what my Father wills. I can see it now. At the final judgment, thousands strutting up to me and saying, "Master, we preached the message. We bashed the demons. Our God-sponsored projects had everyone talking." And do you know what I am going to say? You missed the boat. All you did was use me to make yourselves important. You don't impress me a bit. You're out of here. So it's not about saying the right words, holding the correct events, or even doing the right kind of serving. It's very similar to the parable of the king separating the sheep from the goats. The goats didn't remember not helping Jesus when he was hungry or thirsty or naked. But they are told, "When you didn't help the least of these, you didn't help me." So when we only do something for our own glory and not for God's glory, we are missing the boat. I think it's about being a follower of Jesus Christ, letting the teachings, the love, the grace that we have experienced from God to fill us and help us become all God has created us to be. In Matthew 5, verses 38 through 47, Jesus explains how we are to live out the laws of old. No longer an eye for an eye, but if someone strikes you on the cheek, turn the other cheek to them as well. No longer just love your friend, but love your enemy as well. Because what reward is there in loving those who love you? And in verse 48, "In a word, what I'm saying to you is grow up. You're kingdom subjects. Now live like it. Live out your God-created identity. Live generously and graciously toward others, the way God lives toward you." But how do we build this firm foundation to become and live out our God-created identity? I think there are three things that can help us in this. And the first begins in community, our family, our church family, and our friends. I was truly blessed to grow up in a faith-filled family that participated in a loving church family. No, they were not perfect, but my family and church family worked to live out their God-created identity. They shared their faith with me by living out the teachings I learned in Sunday school. I felt God's love through my family and my church family. I saw and experienced how everyone helped one another during difficult times, from illness, death, and other tragedies. I remember when I was in third or fourth grade, I got the chicken pox, and so I was home for about a week, and one of the church members brought me their small little black and white TV, so I wouldn't get so bored at home. But I think it was also to help keep me from nagging my mom too much. Then, when I was in sixth grade, my grandmother passed away, and I grew up in North Carolina, where we had nice, hot, sweaty summers, and this was the summertime. And a church member brought us a window air conditioning unit for our living room, where we would be receiving most of the people coming, because it was really hot, and they loved us and wanted to help us. There are a lot of stories I could share. For my family, I think one of our biggest tests of faith was the first time my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer, which actually turned out to be lymphoma. I was about 11 years old, and I remember one day when I was at church, a woman coming up to me very concerned and saying, "How is your mother doing?" My mom had a mastectomy and was taking chemotherapy. And I remember going home that afternoon and asking my mom, "Should I be worried?" Because I had not been worried. And that was because of the strength, the faith, and the hope that my parents had been living out. I had a peace that I learned from my parents' great faith. It was God's peace within me. We need a community to help us to learn how to be a follower of Jesus Christ, to help us see when we are going astray, and to walk with us during the difficult times, to be God's hands and feet, to help us build a firm foundation. A faith community is key to helping us build a firm foundation. Stop and think about people in your life, might be family members, church members, friends, who have had an impact on your faith journey. How have they helped you in building a firm foundation? Remember those moments in life when you had a new insight to being a disciple, or when you really felt God's love, or maybe when you were going through a difficult time in your life. Who was there with you? These people are part of your faith community, helping you to build a firm foundation. And I encourage you to think about calling them or writing them a thank you note to let them know what an impact they have had on your life in building your firm foundation. A second part in our journey to build a firm foundation is learning to digest fully God's message for us to become and live out our God-created identity. It is not the same for each of us. God created each of us as unique and wonderful human beings. One of the catchphrases from a while back was WWJD, "What would Jesus do?" I think it was trying to help us to see our walk with God, with Jesus Christ, was not only a Sunday morning type of journey. Our journey to become all God created us to be and to have a firm foundation doesn't only happen on Sunday. It happens 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Every breath we take, Every interaction we have with another person, be it a stranger, friend, or family, every decision we make, God is there. But are we listening? This is where all the teachings from the Sermon on the Mount and the rest of the Bible come into play. Again, it's not about giving lip service to the teachings or trying to use the teachings to make us look good, but to learn to live out, to be all God created us to be in our deepest part of ourselves, to our casual interactions with others. One of the ways we can move more fully living out and really digesting God's word is for us to select Bible verses or maybe a song to keep us centered on God. When you were growing up, maybe you had to memorize different Bible verses. It was pretty boring and didn't make sense. But the truth is that the Bible verses or songs we learned, that we memorized, were part of that foundation building. I mean, how can we put a value on children learning the Bible verses, learning the songs, Jesus Loves Me, or Jesus Loves All the Children in the World? Isn't the purpose to fill them with the truth of God's love, to make it a part of their very being, a part of their daily life? So then when a tragedy or difficulty occurs, one of the ways they know they are loved, despite the situation, is that they are not alone in through remembering the Bible verses, the songs that are embedded deep within them. So I encourage you today, as adults, as we grow up, we still need to find those Bible verses, those songs that keep reinforcing Jesus' teaching and help us to keep building our firm foundation. Over the years, I have come to two Bible verses that have guided me and helped me build my firm foundation. The first came through participation in different church conferences when I was in college. We used to sing this song that I fell in love with and was based on Micah 6:8. I wish I could sing it for you because it was so beautiful and had this beautiful three-part harmony that it became like a prayer and a mantra as we sang it to God. I'm sure you're familiar with Micah 6:8, but it goes like this. He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. My other favorite and guiding verse is Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 39. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? He said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. So these verses are my mantra, my guides to living, to becoming who God has created me to be. I try to live my life, make decisions, relate with others and family members by following these verses. But I also love listening to Christian radio stations for songs that help me recenter myself on God's promise to me, because we all have those crazy days, those very trying days, and it's great to turn on the radio and have that song speak directly to me, helping me to recenter and remember who God has called me to be. One song I discovered recently speaks how we are to live and build the firm foundation. Hear these words by Lauren Daigle in her song, Trust in You. Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary. I need your rest. Mighty warrior, king of the fight, no matter what I face, You're by my side. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers as I cry out to you, I will trust. I will trust. I will trust in you. Truth is, you know what tomorrow brings. There's not a day ahead you have not seen. So in all things, be my life and breath. I want what you want, Lord, and nothing less. You are my strength and comfort. You are my steady hand. You are my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. Your ways are always higher. Your plans are always good. There's not a place where I'll go you've not already stood. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers as I cry out to you, I will trust. I will trust. I will trust in you. When I hear her song, it reminds me that I am not alone, that I don't have to do this all by myself, that I'm in God's hands, and all I need to do is trust in Him, trust in the firm foundation I stand upon. What Bible verse or song or both help you in keeping your life centered on God, following the teachings of Jesus? If you don't have one, I encourage you to find one. It may change, and that's fine too. It's all about keeping our life centered in God so we can build and keep our firm foundation. The third way I think we can build a firm foundation is how we live our lives in serving others, loving our neighbor. Because if we are really soaking in the teachings, getting them deep into our being, then our actions will follow. Our actions will be led by God's teaching, God's living in us. Therefore, it will not be about spouting platitudes or just repeating the right words or making ourselves look good. Our actions will be about praising God, living out God's message, participating in and building God's kingdom as one of the disciples of Jesus Christ. We aren't perfect, we'll all make mistakes, but that is part of the learning process and the building of the firm foundation. The taking in of God's love and teachings and living them out is not something that happens in a month or two or during one Bible study series. It's not going to Home Depot for items for a home improvement project to make your home strong. It is a life journey of taking in the teachings, experiencing and learning the teachings in community with your family, church members, friends, and then living out God's love and grace that you have experienced in your daily life. And then sharing that love and grace by serving your neighbor. Again, it's not about doing all the right things. God loves us, and there's nothing we can do or not do to change that. It's about becoming and living out of our God-created center so that we live in joy that God intends for us and then have a firm foundation for the storms of life. My family, my church family and friends have helped me build the firm foundation I stand upon today. They help me teach God's love, how to live out our faith, to live as a disciple of Jesus Christ. It was the great faith and love instilled within me, the firm foundation they laid for me, and I built upon as I grew in my walk with Jesus Christ, that helped me through the worst tragedy in my life. On July 1st, 2002, my brother, who I was closest to, killed himself. It was truly devastating for me. There are not strong enough words to describe the devastation that I felt, the sadness that engulfed me. I crumbled, I fell down, but the foundation laid down by my parents, my church family, several wonderful pastors and friends, the teachings of Jesus and God's love for us, and living out to my best God's work in my life, all this laid a solid rock foundation that held me when I lost my brother. I fell down, but I did not sink. I'd like to share a quote from Jan Richardson's book, Circle of Grace, which, when I read it, really summed up for me how I felt during this storm and painted the picture for me how firm my foundation has been lived out. Hear these words. Within the struggle, joy, pain, and delight that attend our life, there is an invisible circle of grace that enfolds and encompasses us in every moment. Blessings help us to perceive the circle of grace, to find our place of belonging within it, and to receive the strength the circle holds for us. I have been truly blessed to be surrounded by the circle of grace. God's grace, which has been my firm foundation and kept me from sinking or being washed away by the storms of life. How is your foundation? If you feel it's a little soft, I hope you will spend time, more time with this community of faith. Find a Bible verse or song to guide you and fill your being, and then listen for God's call in your life, for the wisdom and guidance in your daily life and loving your neighbor. God loves you. God wants you to live in joy. God has created you to be something special and does not want you to sink or be washed away by the storms of life. Receive God's love. Recognize the circle of grace surrounding you and build your firm foundation. Amen. Now let us join in our closing hymn, My Hope is Built, hymn number 368.
Thank you.
guiding you, and may you share the same love with all you meet. Amen.
Amen.